Well, this evening we are at question and answer 106 of the Shorter Catechism. Question and answer 106, and you can find that on page 976 in the back of your hymnal. 976, this last part of the Westminster, as you know, it's helping us think through the Lord's Prayer. This evening we're at question and answer 106. What do we pray for in the sixth petition? In the sixth petition, which is, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin, or support and deliver us when we're tempted. Dear old Charles Spurgeon created a wonderful devotional outline for the various petitions of the Lord's Prayer. I want to share them with you. He wrote, "Our Father in heaven, it reminds me that I'm a child of God away from home. Hallowed be your name, reminds me I'm a worshiper. Your kingdom come, says I'm a subject of Christ's kingdom. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, says that I'm a servant of Christ's kingdom. Give us this day our daily bread, instructs me that I'm a beggar in need. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, it tells me I'm a sinner. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, warns me that I am a sinner in danger of becoming a still greater sinner." I think old Spurgeon hit the nail right on the head. And it's not incidental that this evening's petition comes after the one where we ask for forgiveness. Having sought out the mercy of God's pardoning grace with the certainty that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, we then hear the petition from the King of Heaven, and we're reminded of what Spurgeon said, "Lord, I'm a weak sinner. Keep me from becoming still a greater sinner." And that seems to be the heart of this section of the Lord's Prayer and what our catechism lesson wants to teach us. For the person who's truly converted, who's a new creation in Christ, they have an entirely different disposition about sin. Certainly we rejoice that all of our sins are forgiven, that Jesus hung on that tree and he bore the curse for you and for me. But the man who's been born again by the power of God will also want to increasingly avoid sin. And when he finds sin in his or her life, will want to put it to death and to make every effort to flee from those besetting sins that so easily ensnare us. And that means we need to flee temptation. So that's behind this petition. As basic as this sounds, when we ask the Lord to keep us from being tempted or to support us and deliver us when we're tempted, the assumption is made you don't actually want to be in those situations. And this means there are several things we need to be aware of. First, we can't pray the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer while having a laissez-faire attitude towards sin. No big deal. No. We have to acknowledge we're in a war. And the world and the flesh and the devil are actual enemies that conspire to lead us into sin. In Romans 7:21 and forward, Paul basically says, "In my inner regenerate man, I do want holiness, but my flesh is at war trying to enslave me to sin." And so we need God's power and God's intervention to avoid it and overcome it. Second, the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, as well as the passage I mentioned in Romans 7, reminds us that no one advances in the Christian life to a point where they're beyond temptation. That's why Paul would write in 1 Corinthians 10:12, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." And dear ones, just about every great man or woman of God who falls catastrophically into sin forgot that basic truth. And they thought they could put themselves in compromising places or situations and they'd be impervious to it, maybe because they thought they were spiritually bulletproof. The fact that we pray, "Lord, protect me from sin," reminds us on this side of glory, we are going to need divine help, and there'll never be a point in our Christian lives when we don't need that help. A third thing this petition teaches us is that God promises to provide that help. Again, back to 1 Corinthians 10, after Paul says, "You who think you stand, take heed lest you fall," the apostle goes on to write, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God's faithful will not allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." So when we pray the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, we're praying back a promise of God. We're trusting that God will actually provide all that's needed to stand rather than fall under the weight of a temptation. Our temptations might feel unique to us, but they're not. And whatever besetting sin pattern is pressing upon us, God will help us. Remember, in prayer, we approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to find grace, to help us in our time of need. And the Lord has given us this sixth petition as a guide to approach his throne of grace. Well, let's continue praising the Lord, standing to sing number 475.